Julien Beaumaire here at the finale. I think really it just came down to two bad starts for you. The speed was pretty good. You made some good progress through the field, but like to have those two starts back, right?
Yeah, for sure. I want those two starts back. I think just two bad starts, and I crashed both motos. I worked my way up in both motos, and just little mistakes on my end. Tough night. Speed was there, but the track was tricky and tough to pass on. So I think back to work and try to be better.
Do you feel like there's any part of you these last couple weeks that after Charlotte went as well as you did, you maybe mentally kind of tried a little too hard these last couple rounds and that didn't work for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think you put a lot of expectation on yourself after having a podium like that. For me, it was just I felt like I was pretty calm today and I was in a good mood, but I just didn't execute my starts and that hurt me bad. You don't start good in these rounds like this. When everyone's so close, you have a tough time passing. So that was my story of my life today. Going to work on passing this offseason, and we'll be back.
Was it rewarding at all, though, that, like, again today, really fast in qualifying? Like, the speed obviously hasn't gone away at all. It just kind of executing is really what missed out on today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, we know my speed's there, and we know I'm one of the fastest guys in the class. So just need to work on getting that into those motos. I think just the biggest thing to take away from this year is we're healthy. We pretty much finished. I missed one race this year, so we finished the whole season, and we're in a good spot going into the off season. I'm happy. We have a good base setting, and I think we're gonna have a really good off season.
Yeah, and talking about the season as a whole, obviously you win Rookie of the Year indoors and outdoors. You're really good here. It's easy to kind of hang your head that it didn't end this well, but you had a pretty good season overall. Can you, like, take a little bit of solace into the offseason knowing it went pretty well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you got to have confidence knowing your speed is there, and I know that my speed's there. So just trying to fix those little mistakes and really focusing on just the positive things going into the offseason, not focusing too much on the negatives. Obviously, we need to fix what was wrong and fix the bad things that happened, but I think having this full season under my belt, we're going to be in a way better spot coming into next year.
And then for you, what does your offseason kind of look like the next couple of months rolling into 2025?
3 weeks off and then right back to work.